We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know one thing I love about sports, Diesel, and one thing I love about sports radio? Like, you have a championship happen last night, and then you're already talking about next year the next day. Like, I guarantee you there are already power rankings out. I've been watching shows all, I was watching shows all morning. They're all like predicting who's going to win the finals next year. It's like, we've already gotten past Toronto. Like, okay, Toronto, congratulations, blah, blah, blah. You won. Like, let's move on. Let's get ready for next year.
And there's list upon list upon list of places where all these players are going to go.
Yeah.
Now that the team is finally going to break up.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows, but it makes it so much. It's so damn interesting. And
how about a job where you just get to guess and then eventually say, see, I was right. But what about the 27 other articles that you wrote that were wrong?
That's the thing. Nobody remembers that. That's why I'm not the biggest Colin Cowherd guy. He's fine. And if you talk to sports industry, like sports radio guys, like 9 out of 10 say that he's like the gold standard in the industry. He's okay. He's fine. I don't love him as much as a lot of other people do. But one thing that he says that I've always agreed with, he says, I'm not in the business of being right. I'm in the business of being interesting. So it's like nobody remembers. Nobody's keeping score. I saw, like, Stephen A. Smith gets stuff wrong. So he gets stuff wrong way more than he gets stuff right. He's batting like 200. Like, he messes up every one of his picks. And I've seen like video montages of him making wrong picks. Like, he's got the NBA finals wrong like every year since like 1975. It's crazy, but nobody remembers. And he's still entertaining and people still want to watch him. A lot of people want to watch him because they hate him, but the guy makes $10 million a year at ESPN to be wrong all the time. So it really doesn't matter if you're wrong. As long as you're interesting, that's the most important thing. As long as you're engaging and you get people to watch or you get people to listen, that's all that matters. So go out there and spear your hot takes if you want, because nobody's going to remember. That's the thing with the hot take culture. If you get the hot take right, then you look like a genius. And then you can tout yourself like, I was the only person that picked the Raptors to win the NBA Finals when the season started. You know what I mean? But if you get it wrong, it's like, who cares? You just move on to the next thing. So, yeah, nobody's really keeping score.
That's when you just you do like a fake hot take.
Okay, yeah.
You do like an insert hot take here.
Sure.
So you record the audio where you're talking about it at the beginning of the season.
Oh, yeah.
And say, I think is gonna win the championship.
Yep.
And then you just go in and voice every single team.
That's
I think the Toronto Raptors. It's like those crappy commercials about flipping houses.
Oh, yeah.
We think that Greenville is the perfect market for this system.
Exactly.
Where they clearly just inserted the name of the town into a new spot.
I don't know if he still does it anymore because I don't listen to him as much as I used to. Like, I didn't grow up a Cowherd guy or a Dan, and I like Dan Patrick, but I'm a Jim Rome guy. I grew up like starting in college, I loved Jim Rome. I used to deliver pizzas in college at the University of Florida, and I'd listen to Romy every day from 12 to 3. I loved Jim Rome. And one thing that he did, and he might still do it, I don't know, because I just don't get to hear his show anymore. He would Jim Rome would make a prediction on last night's game. Say, he would say on Thursday's show, I think the Warriors are going to beat the Raptors. And then if he was wrong, he would edit the audio and they'd chop it up to make it sound just like that, where it's real choppy and be like, I think the Raptors are going to beat the Warriors and win the NBA championship. It's already been done. Yeah, but yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah, I love that stuff. Yeah, absolutely. Well, now there's going to be all kinds of hot take artists out there trying to predict who's going to win next year's NBA Finals. And the good thing is all the haters. We talked about the people that hate Golden State and all the people that are tired of Golden State because the NBA Finals and the champion was almost a foregone conclusion until this year, until half the team got hurt. Next year, it is wide open. It is going to be the most wide open NBA season in recent memory because of KD being out and Klay Thompson being out. And if Klay Thompson, who knows where Klay Thompson, Klay might go somewhere else. We don't even know. I think I did read an article today I read an article that came out this afternoon, about an hour ago. Klay Thompson, the headline, Klay Thompson's free agency rumors. Michael Thompson, his father, says his son plans to re-sign with the Warriors. We'll see if that means anything. We don't know. But either way, Klay's not going to be back until, I don't know, probably March at the earliest. And he's coming back from a torn ACL. We talked about it yesterday. It's a two-year injury. Klay's not going to be as explosive as he was coming back. So Golden State is not going to be the favorites. It's completely open. I could name, honestly, I could name like 10 different teams that have a shot at the championship next year. And Diesel, you won't believe who the odds-on favorite is to win the title. Do you want to take a guess?
I would imagine it's not your Charlotte Hornets.
No, it is not my Charlotte Hornets. No, it's not the Hornets.
Odds-on favorite to win it next year.
Yes.
Please don't say the Lakers.
It's the Lakers.
No.
The Los Angeles Lakers.
Why?
Because
it's LeBron and four empty roster slots?
Yes, that's why. They got to put out odds. They got to do something. And nobody knows where any of these people are going. So Vegas, they know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah, they don't have gold buildings for nothing.
No, exactly. They know what they're doing. And the Lakers, your Los Angeles Lakers, Diesel's favorite team, are the 9-2 favorites right now. Meanwhile, Milwaukee and the Clippers are 6-1. Houston 8-1, Toronto 10-1. Toronto just won the championship and they're fifth. And like they haven't even lost anybody yet. But they're just, I guess they're reading the tea leaves. They're speculating that LeBron's going to get somebody. Whether it's Anthony Davis, it could be Kyrie Irving, who knows, might be Kemba Walker, could be Klay Thompson, I don't know. But LeBron, you would think the Lakers are going to do something. So the Los Angeles Lakers are your odds-on favorite. And I don't. It's hard to say. And we'll pull out our crystal ball later on this hour, and we're going to try to guess. We're going to figure out. We actually bought a crystal ball. It was expensive. We have one in the studio, and it's going to tell us which players are going to go where coming up next year. But right now, yeah, your Los Angeles Lakers are favored to win the championship, and the era of the super team is. As of right now, it's gone. It's dead. It might come back. We might see three players try to form a team together. But right now, it's going to be like the old teams where it's just like Jordan and Pippen versus Isaiah and Bill Laimbeer or Magic and Kareem, where it's just like you have like two stars versus three or four. So that means you're going to have 10 different teams get a shot.
That's the kind of basketball I love.
Yeah.
That's the kind of basketball I want to see.
Yep. Well, you're going to get it.
Good.
You're going to get it this year, Diesel. You're going to get. Think about all the teams that are going to be involved in the chase. Golden State's still going to be involved. I don't think they're going to win it because of the injuries and because they're catastrophic injuries. And I don't think either one will be back. And
right.
Klay won't be as effective.
Golden State, LA, Houston.
Houston, yeah. Now Houston has a legitimate shot. They've almost beaten Golden State the last couple of years.
Yep.
And they almost beat Golden State last year with a healthy Golden State. So Houston's definitely in the conversation.
Toronto, Milwaukee.
Yep. Toronto, Milwaukee. They absolutely, if they just keep their teams intact with what they have, if Toronto can keep Kawhi, then they should be the favorites because they just won it this year. If Milwaukee just maybe adds one more piece, Milwaukee's absolutely in that conversation. They were up 2-0 on Toronto. And it took Toronto to double overtime to win game three at home. Toronto almost lost that series. So Milwaukee's in that conversation. Philadelphia is going to be in that conversation. Who knows what Boston is going to do in the East? You know they're going to make some moves. You have both Los Angeles teams because you got LeBron and whoever he's going to be bringing in. And the Clippers. The Clippers could land Kawhi. And that would immediately make them the favorite. You have Portland. Portland got all the way to the Western Conference Finals. And Portland, while they got swept, every game was close. And they had like a double-digit 14-15 point lead in every game against Golden State. This is without Kevin Durant. But still, Portland's going to be good. Denver is going to be good. Denver is a very good team this year. This is good. It's good for basketball, Diesel. It's good. That's why the NFL is great. That's one of the reasons why we all love the NFL is because of the parity. And we're finally getting it in basketball where we have a dozen teams with a legitimate shot at the championship. If you'd like to weigh in, you can get us on the phones, 844-477-3776. That's 844-GSP-ESPN. It's hard to predict, but how do you see next – season shaking out? Is Vegas out of their minds to have the Lakers, a team that didn't even make the playoffs, as the odds-on favorite to win the NBA championship next year? I get it. I get why they're doing it, and they're doing it because of LeBron James and because this is his window now. LeBron James hasn't had this opportunity in years because he's ran up against Golden State. He's ran up against a super team he can't beat. And now that they're down, LeBron is going to pounce. And he's on the phone right now. He's calling all of his boys, trying to get one, two guys over there to the Lakers and take down Golden State. If LeBron gets Kyrie, just LeBron and Kyrie alone, they can win an NBA championship. All you need is two now. You don't need three. You don't need four. Let's get Kevin on the line. Kevin wants to talk about Masai Ujiri, the Toronto Raptors president of basketball operations. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, I was listening to them talk today about the officer saying they have credentials and stuff. And I've actually seen a video with him watching the end of the game and hugging the guy behind him, and he has credentials in his hands. I posted it on the ESPN radio Twitter page. So you can see it if you want to.
So yeah. He's not, but it's not around his neck. Like he's just holding it.
It's in his hands. Yeah, he's holding it.
Okay. All right. I'll take a look at that. Cool, man. Thank you very much. Yeah, because
I don't believe the story. You know, like, hey, how do you not recognize this guy?
Well, because he's not. I didn't recognize him before last night. He's not a really recognizable guy. He's just a guy in a suit. And keep in mind, this isn't Toronto. This is in Oakland. So this.
But you're not working security at the Oracle either. They should know who these people are, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, so does he have to recognize everyone that works for the Raptors organization?
Not everyone, but the president of the Raptors, probably.
I've been to a lot of big concerts where they have, big time security operations. Yeah. They don't have photos. They just have names.
Yeah.
You know, they say they have a big placard that shows them all the different passes that are clear to go into certain areas. They don't have photos of these guys. I'm sure they were briefed like, Ujiri, that's the GM of the team.
Yeah.
But they probably weren't. You know, given the opportunity to study his photos so they can recognize him out of a crowd and the chaos of getting on the court.
And think about it.
Like,
go ahead.
I feel like when you're in the final security, that's something that you guys probably should have. It's pictures, know who the top people are.
Maybe you should, but they don't. I don't think they do. And we appreciate the call. And you said it, Diesel, especially at the end of a game, a championship situation where there's a bunch of people rushing onto the courts. You don't know what's going on. And a guy doesn't have a credential, or he's not showing it to you at least, or it's not visible, then you're going to say something to him.
And he could easily have been just some guy wearing a suit trying to get on the court.
Yep. And especially, Diesel, didn't we just have a story of somebody getting on a field and hurting someone? Didn't we just have that happen?
It happens.
Like it's happened many times over the years. We live in a post 9/11 world. You just never. David Ortiz just got stabbed in a nightclub. You know what I mean?
Shot.
Like a shot. Sorry. You know, but you never know what could happen. I heard you and Sturge talking about Monica Seles getting stabbed on a tennis court years ago.
The guitar player from Pantera was shot on stage.
Dimebag Darrell just getting executed on stage. I remember years ago. It was these two white trash guys in Chicago beat the heck out of that poor old man, the Royals baseball coach. I think his name was Tom Gamboa. He was just sitting there coaching third base, and this white trash father and son couple jumped the rail and started beating the crap out of the guy. You never know. And like the streakers will come out, and players sometimes will get tackled, and the players will tackle them because you never know. Oh, you know what it was? It was something you guys didn't talk about, but I'm a big WWE fan, and Bret Hart, you know, Bret the Hitman Hart, he was in he got into the WWE Hall of Fame this year. So they had the Hall of Fame ceremony, and he was doing his acceptance speech, and a fan rushed up and tackled him. Like Bret the Hitman Hart, like right during his Hall of Fame speech. He could have killed him. You never know. Yeah. Bret's an older guy. He's had cancer. Like, so you gotta, if you're a police officer, if you're running security, you have to take all precautions.
Yes. And also, if you are the person who is supposed to be there, you have to have a little bit of consideration to say, I don't have my credential in hand. I know I'm supposed to have my credential in hand, and I don't have it. This is on me.
Yeah.
You know, have a little bit of understanding for the guy whose job it is, who's getting paid to keep random people off this court, random people without passes, and at that moment, He's a random person without a pass.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. So we'll see. We'll see what shakes out, how this shakes out. I don't know if they're going to charge him. I don't know what the statute of limitations are for something like that, because they did let him go. They didn't cuff him and stuff him last night. They said, okay, all right, we figured it out. You're the team president. Go ahead and celebrate and go raise the Larry O'Brien trophy with Kawhi Leonard. You earned it. But we'll see what happens with it, and we'll keep you guys updated on any of that. But just a crazy situation. All right, coming up on the other side. Thankfully, Intercom Greenville had it in the budget. They bought us this very beautiful, expensive crystal ball. We have a crystal ball in the studio, and it's going to tell us which players are going to go where. So where is Kawhi Leonard going? Where is Anthony Davis going? Kyrie Irving? Klay Thompson? We're going to tell you next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It certainly is ESPN Upstate, Mr. Announcer Man. I love your voice, by the way. I've said it before. You have a glorious voice, sir. I don't know your name, but I love your voice. One of the best voiceover guys in the business. I never heard him until I got here to ESPN Upstate to fill in for the great Mark Sturgis. Speaking of Mark Sturgis, he will make his long-awaited triumphant return on Monday. What's the parade situation for Sturgis' return on Monday? Is there going to be a parade? I know Toronto, the Raptors are probably going to have their parade on Monday, and I'm sure you guys here at Intercom Greenville are going to have your own parade for Mark Sturgis.
I'll go get one of those little party poppers.
Just boop, and that's pretty much it, huh?
Hey, man. Good to see you.
Hey,
welcome back.
Does a hug
happen? It's more than what most people get.
Yeah. Will a hug happen?
No.
No? Hey, when was the last time you hugged Sturge?
By choice?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you guys hug much? You're not really big huggers?
No, we're not huggers.
Yeah.
Sturge is.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah. So, okay. So what happens? Does he go for the hug and then you kind of come in?
Yeah, he does like the sneak from behind hug. Like you're sitting in a chair and he'll just come over you just like,
the creepy hug.
Yeah.
He does that. Yeah. No, nobody likes that hug. That's not a good hug. Nobody likes that one. So like, cause I did when I saw Sturge, when I first saw him this time, I met him here at the station and showed up in his office. I'm like, Sturge, what's up, buddy? And we did like a bizarre hug handshake thing. And we didn't know what kind of handshake to do. It was just very awkward. So I'm trying to figure out, I like to plan these things as much as possible. Like how am I going to greet someone for the first time, and then how I'm going to greet them when I leave. And I don't know, like, Diesel, we've never hugged, have we?
No. We should before you take off.
Yeah, like a bro hug? Like, yeah.
The one arm clasp.
Yeah.
You know, that way there's two forearms between us.
Yes, yeah.
That's
definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, you still have a buffer zone there.
Yeah.
Nothing's touching. Yeah, that's good. The only things that are touching are your forearms. I like that.
Yeah.
That's very important. Because, like, I never know. It's always weird. It's really weird hugging people or greeting people at work friends. Like, cause you never like you become almost family with your colleagues because you see them more than your actual family sometimes. But I've worked with women that I haven't hugged in years, and we're really good friends, but we're work friends, so you just don't hug. It's just kind of strange. And even when you go out, do you have any relationships like that in the building where you have like female relationships in the building, strictly platonic work relationships, and then when you go out, you don't hug them because you're not sure if you're supposed to hug them because you work with them?
Yeah, we have a lot of drinkers downstairs, especially in our sales department. You get out of this building,
then it's
game on.
Okay,
yeah.
Never hug somebody in the building.
No.
Yeah, that's
no.
You're probably going to get fired. Yeah. Hugging in the building bad. Hugging outside of the building once you're a little lubricated. Okay, so yeah, I would never hug you in the building, but we're going to go to this party tonight.
Yeah.
And when I say goodbye, I'm going to give you a hug, man. I'm going to miss you, bro. I'm going to miss you, buddy. It's gonna be hard.
Just don't sniff the back of my neck like you did last time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I definitely.
That was weird.
It was weird. Yeah. You know. My apologies. I got a little excited, Diesel. It'll never happen again. So, I'm really impressed with Entercom Greenville. I'm really impressed with ESPN Upstate. I talked about how welcoming they've been to me since I've been filling in for Mark Sturgis. But that's not the only reason I'm impressed. They spent a lot of money. For us, I would never think they would do this for a fill-in host, but they spent a lot of money to give us this beautiful crystal ball that we have in the studio. This crystal ball is probably worth thousands of dollars. It's the best crystal ball I've ever seen.
I can almost see it.
Yeah, that's how amazing it is. Yes. And so we have this crystal ball in the studio. And it's going to tell us where these NBA players are going to go, because I know you guys want to know. And you're watching these idiots on TV guessing. You're watching Skip Bayless and Colin Cowherd and Mike Greenberg and Stephen A. Smith and all these talking heads. They're all guessing. Nobody knows. We have a crystal ball, so we know. We can see the future.
Does this make you Panstradamus?
I am Panstradamus, absolutely, yeah. And with the help of my trusty crystal ball, thank you very much to Entercom Greenville. But yes, you can start calling me Panstradamus.
I love it.
So, are you ready, Diesel? I have my crystal ball out. Are you ready to find out where the top free agents in the NBA are going next year? All right, we'll start with Kevin Durant. I have my crystal ball. Hang on, let me. I'm rubbing it. I think you're supposed to rub it. Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
I think you're just supposed to kind of.
You do this weird thing.
Yeah,
with
do
your
the
fingers?
Weird finger thing over it, like you're.
Oh, okay.
Playing with marionettes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I'm, doing the finger thing with the crystal ball. I see it. There it is. Kevin Durant, ladies and gentlemen, this is basically breaking news because I have a crystal ball. It's like this is official.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant is going to stay with the Golden State Warriors. Yeah.
That's what you see.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. I call it like I see it, Diesel, and I see it. The crystal ball is telling me that the Warriors are going to sign him because they feel so bad about this situation. Number one, they feel bad about the situation. It would be a PR nightmare if they didn't pay him. If the Warriors didn't pay Kevin Durant, it would be an absolute public relations nightmare. So they're going to do it for those reasons. And we had the story yesterday that Golden State and Golden State and Kevin Durant already had a conversation that before Game 5, before he got hurt, they had a conversation that no matter what happens, we're going to sign you. We're going to sign you to a long-term deal. You're going to be our guy if you play Games 5, 6, and 7. So there you go, Kevin Durant.
You're right. KD stays where he is. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
He wants the Supermax.
He does. Yeah, and that's the difference. Supermax, 5 years, $220 million. The regular max contract, I mean, it's this chump change. It's only four years, $140 million. I mean, who wants that?
Chump change.
It's chump change.
What's the point?
Yeah, I got that in my couch cushions. Yeah, 4 years, $140 million. Get out of here. Give me the super duper max, man. 5 years, $220 million. All right, I got the ball. Rubbing the ball here. Kawhi Leonard. Let me ask the crystal ball. Let me do the little thing with my fingers. I'm asking the crystal ball right now, where is Kawhi Leonard going to be playing basketball next year? Whoa, that's interesting. I didn't see that one coming. That's kind of boring, Diesel. Kawhi Leonard's going to stay in Toronto. According to my crystal ball, KD is going to stay at Golden State. This is going to be really boring. Everybody's just going to stay. We're all so excited about free agency and seeing all these players in the new uniforms, new teams, new dynamics. Now Kawhi Leonard's just going to stay in Toronto. I mean, why would he leave, right?
Are you sure your crystal ball is not just a magic eight ball that's stuck on try again?
Yeah, it might be. Yeah. maybe we get a picture of it. Yeah, I got the crystal ball right here. Yeah, I'm looking at it, Diesel. It's saying that Kevin Durant that Kawhi Leonard is going to stay with Toronto because he can get more money there. And it's telling me, it says that Kawhi it doesn't have to deal with media pressure. He can be quiet and weird in Toronto because everybody's kind of quiet and weird in Canada, and he can just kind of do his thing. Nobody's gonna pressure the guy. And why would he go to LA? Yeah, I know he just bought a house in LA, but according to the crystal ball, he's just gonna stay. Another thing, hello, they just won the flipping NBA championship. Why would you want to leave that? You got the best team in the league because Golden State's all broken up now because of the injuries. Toronto should be the favorites heading into the next year, so Kawhi Leonard should stay, right?
Absolutely. I think Toronto's the odds-on favorite to win the title next year.
Yeah.
If you can keep your team together, why not?
I find it so interesting, Diesel, that whenever somebody wins a championship, 4 out of 5 times, football, baseball, basketball, hockey, when the odds immediately come out for the next year, and the team that just won the stupid thing is never the favorite, ever. It's like the Blues, the St. Louis Blues just won the hockey, and they're nowhere near the top of the list because they kind of came out of nowhere. The Tampa Bay Lightning are the favorites next year, again. And the Tampa Bay Lightning will probably bow out in the first round because they're not physical at all, and they're too finesse to win in the playoffs. But champions get no respect. As soon as a team is crowned champion, we try to knock them down, and we find other teams. And we have stupid things like this Vegas sports book, and it's a big one. It's what is it? Hang on, let me grab it here because it's the Westgate Superbook. That's like the grandfather of sports books. Says the Lakers are going to win the championship.
Well, and they need a reason for people to come gamble.
And they need a reason for clicks, too. That's part of it, too. Like, we want more clicks. Let's hot take. Let's say the Lakers are going to win it. All right, let me shake up my – let me start working the crystal ball here again. Kyrie Irving. Dear crystal ball, should I talk to it and ask it where it's going to go? It's not going to say anything, but it's going to show
me. It's not a mirror on the wall.
That's true. Okay, let me just where is Kyrie Irving going to be playing next year? Hang on. Doing a little thing with my fingers here. Look at that. Okay. Kyrie Irving will be playing for your Brooklyn Nets next year. Yeah, Kyrie Irving, there's a lot of rumors he's going to go to Los Angeles, and according to the crystal ball, the crystal ball is shooting those rumors down. And the crystal ball has sources, and the crystal ball says that he's going to actually go to Brooklyn because he doesn't want to play with LeBron anymore.
Kyrie already left LeBron once.
Yes.
Why would he join LeBron again?
Yep.
Other than just grin and bear it and win titles.
Exactly. And I could not agree with you more. I don't think he's going to because there's a reason he left. LeBron James, as great as he is, as much as I love LeBron James, he's kind of like, he's such an alpha dog. He's like a super alpha dog. Everybody else has to be a beta under James. He can't have somebody, you know, of equal footing with him. And I watched the way that he treated Kyrie Irving. And he kind of treated him like a little brother. And sometimes you don't give the little brother as much respect as you should. And Kyrie wanted to be his own man. Kyrie's a grown man. He wants to do it on his own. That's why he demanded the trade. He got traded to Boston. It didn't work out. But now Kyrie has, for the first time in his adult life, he actually has a choice where he can go. Remember, sports is kind of messed up where it's great. You get paid $1 million, but you get drafted somewhere and you're stuck there first. And in the NBA, you're stuck there for 7 years if you're good. And then and then he gets traded. So he's been in the league now for, I think, seven, eight years. And he got traded the second time. So he's never chosen. He's finally a free agent where he can choose. Why would he choose to go back to what he already had with LeBron?
Well, the question is, what are they going to put around him in Brooklyn? What is going to entice him to Brooklyn?
I think Brooklyn is going to entice him. I think the city. I think the New York City culture. He's from Jersey. He's from that area. I think he's from Newark, and that's not too far from Brooklyn. It's, you know, an hour bus ride from Brooklyn. It should take 10 minutes.
Not that he's taking the bus.
No, not that he's taking the bus. No, definitely not. It'll take his helicopter from Newark to Brooklyn or vice versa. But and the lure of New York and being the man, like, he's still not even the man in Boston because they have so many other good players. It just didn't work out there, and I just don't see him staying there. But he can be the man in Brooklyn. He's not going to win. It's going to be like, he's going to be, you know what he's going to be? He's going to be the next Carmelo, where he just jacks up a bunch of shots. He averages 30 a game for a bad team. And they're not going to be bad. Brooklyn will be good. They'll make the playoffs with Kyrie, but they're not going to win any championships with him and what they have right now. It's just not going to work. But he's going to get paid. He'll get his max offer, and he'll get paid, and he'll be able to jack 30 shots up a game. And I think that's what Kyrie wants. That's his style. Kyrie is not even necessarily a combo guard. He's not a point. He's not a combo. He's a shooting guard in a point guard role. He doesn't really facilitate the offense and make people around him better. He just kind of does his thing and plays ISO ball. So he can do that. He can do that with the Brooklyn Nets, and he'll be fine. All right. Klay Thompson. Dear crystal ball, where's Klay Thompson going to go? He's going to be rehabbing. So he's an unrestricted free agent. According to his dad, Klay Thompson is going to re-sign with the Warriors. And you'd think Michael Thompson, his father, is a good source. But he's no crystal ball. The crystal ball does not say that. The crystal ball tells me, Diesel, I'm looking at it right now, the crystal ball says that Klay Thompson's going to the Clippers. Yeah. Yeah, Klay Thompson is going to be a Los Angeles Clipper. He wants to go back to Los Angeles. That's his home. But the crystal ball says that they're not going to have the money to pay Klay Thompson with Los Angeles because they already got LeBron, and they're going to get somebody else. And the crystal ball is telling me the Lakers are going to get Anthony Davis. So crystal ball has like the salary cap chart. And the crystal ball knows that they're just the money doesn't work for to have three max players. So the Clippers get Klay. The Lakers get Anthony Davis. And finally, our local guy, semi-local. Do people care about the Hornets here, Diesel? Are the Hornets a thing?
They should be.
Yeah.
But the Hornets haven't been good in two decades. So.
Yeah, it's bad.
Who cares?
They've never won a playoff series, have they? I don't think they've ever won.
No, they've never been good.
Yeah. They might have won one playoff series, like in like the Larry Johnson Hornets back in the day in like the early 90s. But like they've just really been a mediocre franchise for a long time. So Kemba Walker. Where is Kemba Walker going, oh dear crystal ball of mine? Oh, he's going from a mediocre franchise to a terrible franchise. Kemba Walker, because they couldn't get Kyrie Irving, they couldn't get Kevin Durant, they're going to settle for Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker is going to be a New York Knick. Look at that. Thank you very much, Crystal Ball. So there it is. All right, so Woj, I'm still waiting for Woj to tweet this out. Woj should be tweeting this out. He's going to drop a Woj bomb here any second. That Pants in Greenville, South Carolina, has his crystal ball. And we've already figured out where all the big-time free agents are going. So there it is. Kevin Durant staying with Golden State. Kawhi Leonard staying with Toronto. Kyrie going to Brooklyn. Klay Thompson going to the Clippers. Kemba Walker going to your New York Knicks. All right, coming up on the other side, we'll give you a U.S. Open update. Is Tiger Woods in the hunt? We'll tell you next.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You can always text the show at 71307. Start your text with ESPN. We got a couple of texts that have rolled in. I was talking about Bret Hart, Bret the Hitman Hart, a couple segments ago. where he got tackled during his Hall of Fame induction. The texter says Jim the Anvil Neidhart was actually being inducted, not Bret Hart. Technically, it was both of them. It was the Hart Foundation. It was the tag team was being inducted. Bret Hart was already in for his singles work because the guy went on to become a world champion. And then now they inducted because poor Jim Neidhart, he died last year. He died like, I don't know, a couple months before he got inducted in the Hall of Fame. Kind of sad. Just like Pat Bowlen. Pat Bowlen, the Denver Broncos owner, is going to get inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame this year. And he unfortunately just passed away yesterday. Jim the Anvil Neidhart was being inducted. But, yeah, Bret Hart got tackled. Got tackled in the makeshift ring that they had where they're doing the ceremony. So, and the reason I brought him up was talking about the Toronto Raptors president of basketball operations and how he, Masai Ujiri, had a problem, had a little confrontation with an Alameda County sheriff's officer because he didn't show him his credential. And it was after the game, after they won, he wouldn't let him on the court. I'm like, dude, he's like, dude, I'm the president of the team. Can you please let me on? And it got a little physical. There's a little shoving happening. So you could just never be too careful. In a post 9/11 world, you can never be too careful. You never know what kind of maniac is going to run on a court or a field, and you just have to make sure that they're good to go and they're on the up and up and they have their credentials. I haven't seen I haven't seen any video of the physical altercation, but from what I've seen, I don't really blame the officer for questioning him. You can't, Diesel.
No, there's a great story that Marty Smith tells the first time when he first got involved with NASCAR, and he traveled from Indianapolis to Charlotte or to Daytona or somewhere.
Yeah.
With Richard Petty.
Okay.
And they get off the helicopter.
Yeah.
And the person on the ground directs Marty Smith to the credentials table.
Uh-huh.
And Richard walks the other way.
Okay.
And Marty says, "Hey, Richard, don't you need to come over and get your credentials?"
He's like,
Richard
Petty.
And Richard said, "No, my credentials are right here," and does a circle around his face.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, you're not Richard Petty.
Yeah.
People don't know who you are.
You're not the only man in America with a turkey on his hat. Yeah, he's got an entire turkey on his hat. It's Richard freaking Petty, man.
Yeah.
He's got the glasses, the mustache, everything, man. You know
it. Richard and Burt Reynolds, that's it.
Yeah, pretty much. Those are the two most recognizable men in the world, you know, as far as I'm concerned. But this Masai Ujiri, your great team president, great GM, you're going to get paid $10 million a year by Washington, but you're not a household name. You're not that recognizable, and this officer didn't recognize you. And I don't know how it went down, though. See, there could be another side to it, too, because we haven't seen there was a shoving match, but maybe the officer got a little physical. Maybe the officer got a little handsy first, and this has happened. This happens sometimes. If that's the case, then we got another problem. Also, a texter chimes in. We were talking about our music earlier. A Zeppelin, greatest rock and roll band of all time by a mile. Did we mention Led Zeppelin?
I think we did at the very beginning.
Yeah, okay. And the Beatles are tied with NSYNC as the greatest boy band of all time. Rolling Stones a little overrated.
Really? Led Zeppelin's pretty good, but have you heard of Limp Bizkit?
They're the goats.
Yeah.
Yeah, Limp Bizkit's by far the goats of rock and roll music, no doubt. Hey, the Beatles are not a boy band. They were a boy band, and then they became a man band. The Beatles are a great band. Beatles are phenomenal, and that's disrespect to one of the greatest bands ever. If you Mount Rushmore bands, the Beatles would have to be on everybody's Mount Rushmore. They're the gold standard, and the Beatles changed music and they changed themselves, and their music grew and evolved. And the Beatles were one of the best bands that have ever lived. So they're certainly, I wouldn't call them a boy band, and Rolling Stones, I wouldn't call them overrated either. The Rolling Stones, I don't know. It seems like to me they don't get the credit they deserve. A lot of people think they're kind of overrated. I think the Stones are great. I'm a big Stones guy. I just love, and yeah, they kind of, you know, you could argue they kind of ripped off their sound a little bit from, black American music, and they brought that, you know, to the UK. But still, the Stones are great, man. The Stones just year after year of just good rock and roll.
And they're still performing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somehow.
Mick Jagger, he had some kind of, he was sick or he had an injury. I forget it was. I think he was sick. And like a week later, I saw this video of him like doing like calisthenics and like doing all these dances. He does these dance routines like to stay in shape. And it's crazy. Mick Jagger is in his 70s and he runs around like he's like a 25 year old football player. He's like
got more energy than me and you.
He does way more energy. He's like Saquon Barkley out there, man. It's crazy. Yeah. Mick Jagger is just amazing. I'm a Stones guy. I love the Stones. I like Zeppelin too. You can't not like Zeppelin, but I'm not the biggest Zeppelin guy. I would never say they're overrated. They're great, and every band after Led Zeppelin, in some way, shape, or form, and I'm talking about every band that's ever played,
sure,
is somehow influenced by Led Zeppelin. You know, that, like, so, even if they don't know it, and some of them are very influenced by Led Zeppelin, like Greta Van Fleet. It's just like
they still pretend like they don't hear it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's the same band. It's not just the voice. It's not just the singer. The band, the music's like, dude, you guys are Led Zeppelin. It sounds cool. That's why people like you, because you sound like Led Zeppelin. But
just lean into it.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, just know it. And just lean into it, and just know where you are, and everything will be fine. Quick U.S. Open update. Just taking a look at the leaderboard. Justin Rose is leading 7-under par. Rory, 5-under par. Here we go. Okay, Louis Yu stays in. Brooks Koepka is 4-under par. He's only 3 back. Look out. Ricky Fowler, never won a major still. 4-under. That's good to see. Adam Scott won a couple majors. 3-under. Just going for the guys you've heard of. Mickelson, -2. He's 5 back, so we'll get to see Mickelson shooting it all over the yard on Saturday. That's usually when he blows it at the Open. And where is Tiger? The Tiger watch. Where are you, Tiger Woods? Tiger is tied for 35th, folks. Uh-oh. Tiger, even par through 2 rounds, shot a 2-over. Actually, 1-over today. Tiger just has not capitalized on his opportunities through the first days. He's not out of it. 7 strokes back, he can certainly make it up. He knows that course well, obviously, but not a great start for Tiger Woods at even par through 2. But one thing about Tiger, isn't known for Sunday. He's known for Sunday because he wears the red shirts, and that's when he wins, or when he used to win anyway. But Tiger is known for Saturday. Saturday moving day is Tiger's day. So let's see what Tiger does tomorrow. I'm predicting he shoots 6-under par tomorrow. I think he has a monster comeback, and he puts himself right back into the fold on Sunday. All right, coming up next, we will wrap up the show. It's the last segment of the week, and I'm going to cry. It's on the other side. All right, final segment of the week. We got one more text coming in. Limp Bizkit, Clay C chimes in. Limp Bizkit, underrated.
Yeah, Limp Bizkit's active again.
What?
Yeah, they are. They're writing a new record. Fred Durst came out just a couple of days ago and apologized for the delay. Like anyone's really upset that it's taking too long to get the next Limp Bizkit record out.
Yeah, I know. I haven't seen people marching in the streets like, where more Limp Bizkit? More Limp? No, we don't need
I've seen
Limp
them Bizkit. Live, and they're an absolutely phenomenal live band.
I'm sure they
so
are.
Much fun.
Yeah, but yeah, no. I've heard that guy's such a tool. Hopefully he's been humbled over the years. When was the last time Limp Bizkit put out a record? Has it been like 10, 15 years? Or have they just been putting out bad stuff that nobody even hears?
They put out a record that nobody seems to know where it is.
Oh, really?
So I'm thinking they didn't. It's like sort of like this tongue-in-cheek. You put out a record under a fake name, but nobody knows. I think the world would be able to know.
Yeah, you would think so.
Yeah.
So, like, are they trying to pull, like, a Chinese democracy thing, and they're just, like, waiting so long to finally, unleash their next record, and by the time they finally do it, it sucks, and nobody wants to hear it?
Who knows?
Yeah, Axl Rose, man. I felt bad for him, because I was a big Guns N' Roses guy, growing up.
I don't feel bad for Axl.
Well, he's a jerk, too. But, like, I felt bad because he kept trying to, like, perfect the sound, and the music kept changing, and he couldn't keep up with what was happening in the music, and he, instead of just doing what he wanted to do, he kept changing, and it took him, like, 15 years to produce a stupid album, and it finally came out, and you're a rock guy. It's like, it was just kind of a flop, right?
It was bad.
Yeah, exactly. The music wasn't good. What happened with Guns N' Roses, though? Weren't they supposed to tour together? Or they toured, but are they going to, like, actually...
They toured with, like 3/4 of the original lineup.
But still, it's Slash and Axl, you know, and Duff. Slash, Axl, and Duff, and I think that was the three of the OGs. But did they ever figure out if they were going to, like, make an album together?
They're trying. They're in the works right now.
They are?
Yeah.
Okay, GNR. All right, I could be. Yeah. I could definitely go for some GNR. I would listen to it just for old time's sake.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction, one of the greatest bands. Or one All-time of the greatest
great
albums.
Records.
Yeah, it's like top 10 in the history of music.
Well,
go ahead.
Pants, I'm going to cut you off here because we only have a couple of seconds left. And we were going to do another episode of 2050.
Yeah, I know. Ran out of time.
We ran out of time. I have but one prediction.
Okay.
For the year 2050. In the year 2050, Jeff Pants Party Pantridge will be retiring as your ESPN Upstate morning show host.
Look at that. That's how you end it right there, Diesel. I love it. Yes, sir. Hopefully, I'll be really old, but that's fine. Yeah, I love it here. Thank you, Diesel. Thank you so much, man. I had an absolute blast this week. Thanks, Mark Hendricks. Thanks, Mark Ryan. Thank you, Mark Sturgis. Thank you for listening. We'll see you guys soon, hopefully. It's been a pleasure. Be good to each other.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.